The United Auto Workers strike at General Motors is in its ninth day today, the longest national walkout at GM since 1970. 30 GM plants in the U.S. are quiet. 46,000 full-time workers are out on the picket lines. An additional 3,200 employees furloughed. To what end? Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Robin.
And remind us, what do they want?
Well, so a lot of this has to do with part-time workers, new workers, the idea that there are not guarantees that are typically associated with union work extended to a lot of new workers. And like everybody else, even the auto industry is moving towards shorter-term contracts with people, part-time work. You know, a lot of it is changing, and they want that flexibility. Yeah. So the automakers say, we need the flexibility of a flexible workforce. And the union is saying, you know what, every time you guys see flexible workforce, that ends up in less job security and not increased wages for us.
And this really came up after the crash of the auto industry in
yes.
which, you know, the union gave up a lot and had this
yes.
two-tiered pay system. And now they're saying, wait a second, you made billions in, you know, the last couple of years. But to the company side, in November, just 10 months ago, GM announced they were cutting 14,000 jobs, closing five plants in Ohio, Michigan, Maryland, because they said people weren't buying small cars because
yep.
gas is cheap. So remind us how that factors into this strike.
Well, it's true, right? There is, and this happens, and we don't know that gas will always be cheap, but mm-hmm. gas has been cheap for a few years, and it does actually affect the sale of a lot of these smaller cars. Even with larger vehicles, these auto industry automakers have figured out a way to make more efficient, bigger vehicles. The bigger the vehicle, the larger the cost of the vehicle, the greater the profit for the car maker. So they want to get out of the business of pushing small cars all around the world. That does affect profitability. It also affects where you make your cars, right? If you are making different cars, you don't want them necessarily made in one of your highest cost places, which is the northern United States or the unionized United States. So the problem is that amidst all of this, these car makers are making lots of money. And the United Auto Workers and unions in general are sore about the things they gave up to keep these companies afloat during the recession, and they feel that they've never been repaid for that. That work has never been realized. So that's where the tension is. Yes, they want to reinvent themselves, General Motors does, but at some point the workers say, how come we're not getting a piece of the action?
Yeah, and they also want to keep one of those plants on that November list, the one in Detroit.
The Hamtramck plant, which is one of the biggest that they've
got. So where does this all go? Because first of all, we remember the car crash previously,
yep.
the industry crash, was because the industry could not see. They had blinders on, couldn't see people were buying small cars.
Yes.
Now they're not buying small cars, so they're making the big cars. So they're also now making a bet on electric cars.
Right.
But also, this has become a political issue. We're seeing Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden joining the picket lines in Detroit and Kansas City. Bernie Sanders expected to in Detroit tomorrow.
Yep.
Will this strike bring UAW members, about a third of them voted for Trump in 2016, back into the Democratic fold?
Yeah. Remember that the front runners in the Democratic race right now, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, have very strong union credentials. These are people who have shown their support. A lot of unions have actually come out in support of Joe Biden earlier than they otherwise would have, at least not even waiting for a Democratic candidate to be named. So, yes, I think that you're going to not see a repeat of 2016. These union members are probably a little more solidly in the Democratic camp this time around.
We will see. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.